Okay, so I think the room is set up and we can start the working group. My name is André Philippe, I'm the co-chair of the working group, and on my right hand side there is Yunnam Lee, which is the co-chair of the working group as well. People in the room, is there somebody remote?
Yes, this is Yoshiro Lorea from JP.
Yoshiro. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Probably yes. So we will start with a presentation made by Yunnam Lee about the current work of the working group and what are our goals and where we should move. I don't think we will spend so much time as it was planned. So I think we'll finish a bit earlier than it was planned. So Yunnam, please.
Well, first of all, Yoshiro, we have from the working group, this is a list of the people in the working group. I don't know if I should send this to Yoshiro's mail. Well, Yoshiro, I'm sorry,
yes.
I wasn't able to email you the document that we are looking at right now. I will email you this as soon as we're...
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Bart will send it to you. We won't be discussing anything really, really substantial that is in this document, so I'll try to explain this as detailed as possible. We actually have a lot of members in the study group, but we only have three people in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Yoshiro's here, and Eric is here, and... Catherine Reynolds. Okay, here you go, .ca. Andres and me. Is there anybody else in the working group that's here? Anybody else online? Okay. Okay, and then we have our very wonderful support staff. Yes. The scope of... the study group was described in five points. First of all, we needed to summarize the issues associated with redirection as identified the ESSAC in its report and liaise with ESSAC to seek further clarification and input if considered needed and appropriate by the group. And then liaise with the CCTLDs who are currently using redirection to solicit their views and perspectives on redirection to provide a comprehensive overview on the background of their use of it and prepare a session at a CCNSO meeting, which we are doing tomorrow at 12:30, I think, and then provide a final report of our findings to the CCNSO Council. I expect this to happen at the end of the meeting in Brussels because we are still working to gather information. First of all, these are some of the documents that were published by the ESSAC. I'll just go through the documents in terms of their dates and basically their... major points that they made. One of the major documents that was discussed by the ESSAC was their ESSAC document 041, which was titled Recommendation to Prohibit Use of Redirection and Synthesized Responses by New TLDs. That was posted on June 10th, 2009. And basically it says that not just new TLDs, all new TLDs, not just Gs, but the CCTLDs should not use DNS redirection. And this document summarized four previous studies, one that was done in 2007, which began investigating the unintended consequences and it concluded that there were vulnerabilities in web applications running at redirection sites. And so this was the results of this was published in January 2008 in terms of the SAC document 032 titled Preliminary Report on DNS Response Modification, and it called attention to the numerous security and stability concerns and outlined several of the concerns. And so it basically advised against using redirection. Previous to that, in November of 2006, there was a proposed new service request by Tralliance. And so there was a study done by the Registry Services Technical Evaluation Panel, which concluded that the wildcard service does create a reasonable risk. And the report was published in a complementary advisory titled the SAC 015 document, which was titled Why Top-Level Domains Should Not Use Wildcard Resource Records. And then even before that, the SAC document 006, titled Redirection in the Com and Net Domains, the ESAC made certain findings that illustrate the adverse effects of redirection. So this is SAC 006 is what started it all. I mean, what was the beginning of a series of studies by the ESAC. And then at the Seoul meeting in October 2009, the ESAC gave a presentation at the CCNSO meeting and outlined 8 points that were considered to be harmful. And this was further detailed in a document published in November of 2009, which outlined 9 points, which are very similar. Some points are exactly the same, and some are a little different. For example, the privacy concerns issue is the impact on ID and TLDs is not specifically stated in the November document, but you can see that most of the points they make are very similar, and they're very clear about the fact that redirection is something that is not desirable. So what has this study group been doing so far, Andres? Before that, sorry. Well, I will let you do it. Go action so far first.
Okay. So, first of all, we wanted to know the reasons why the top TLD managers are doing the redirecting. So, we created an email with help of support staff, and that was agreed later in the working group. And this email, this letter that is asking those TLD managers what are their reasons doing it, why they do it, was sent to all all TLDs that actually perform wildcarding. I think it's about eight registries. Eleven TLD managers. So far, we get just responses from those three registries that are actively involved in the process, which is, of course, Dutch Korea. But also we got reply from .nu, from Bill Semich, that he is aware of the issue and he would like to present. And from Joel Dicini from PH Registry, and he's also going to have presentation tomorrow about what are, and he sent some letter in advance about the issue while they are carding. So but as well as SAND, we are still expecting some responses, but we have just 3 reactions so far.
Just to give you an idea of what the results of the wildcardings are, what I did was I captured images of a domain search, not search, I mean domain access requests. Is that what you call it? But I typed in a series of nonsensical characters, and then I put their CCs at the end. And this is these are some of the results I got. This is .cg. That's Congo. This is .kr. This is .nu. This is .ph. This is .pw. This is .rw, which is I basically managed by the same registry as the Congo one. This is .st. This is .tk. Something very interesting with .vg because this is .vg. Something very interesting with .vm. This is Vietnam. I first did I tried the domain which was a character off from Google, so G-G-O-O-G-L-E, for example, to look for phishing, but I got that. But when I typed in this nonsensical thing, this is what I got. So with Vietnam, this is I don't know why, but there must be something that's going on there. And this is what I got. This is a very bright and very interesting page. They even have a video in the middle, right? What I also noticed when I was trying out these domain names was that the response time sometimes is very very long, especially with .vn. It was very, very long. And I don't know if it has something to do with my connection, but I think with .vn, it takes longer. And that might happen. I think that's something that would happen with .kr also. So now, this is... Oh, okay, so... Then we're back. So these are the 11 domains, CC domains, that are currently identified as redirecting, just to give you an idea of what these CCs are. Congo, Korea, New Philippines, Palau, Rwanda, Sao Tome, and Principe. I don't even know what this is. Tokelau, Virgin Islands, Vietnam, and Samoa. And of course, in Seoul, .kr presented as to the reasons why KR was redirecting. I will try to update that a little more tomorrow. And so, basically, where do we go from here? This is what we have to discuss. This is where we start discussing. Yes?
Use the microphone, please.
What Virgin Island is included? When you put the image, it's not appear nothing. Don't appear a redirection or something like that.
Sorry, Eric.
Why you put Virgin Island in the list?
Uh-huh. Virgin Island?
Yes. Why?
Oh, this is a list that was given to me by the SAP, right?
But Gabby? In that graph, in the image, it's not redirected nowhere. It's only...
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is the one I sent. Yeah. Gabby got it from Ayana. Yes. Yeah. Hi, Kim. Right, exactly. Right.
Why Virgin Islands is considered like using Wildcat?
British Virgin Islands, sorry.
British Virgin Islands.
Not .vi, but the British Virgin Islands. Right.
The answer is, at the time I checked, they were using Wildcat.
They weren't. They were.
They were.
Okay.
They were in the list. At that time, they were. I can check again right now just to confirm. But
maybe it's important who's the base of this data information.
I mean, that's a valid point, because from month to month, it fluxes. So, you know, we had CM on that list for the longest time, and they don't do it anymore.
Because they take a picture already, right?
I feel sorry for people remotely participating, so I'll repeat. The request was for me to regenerate the list for tomorrow, and I'm happy to do so.
Mm-hmm. So if you could just recheck.
I don't think you need to check it right now.
Sorry, I think you only need to check the Virgin Islands, because as of today, all the others were redirecting.
And the others, we can put a date.
We can put the date of recollection of the information to know exactly.
Yes. I got this today, so I captured this today. Okay. So now we have to discuss what we would like to do. Andre sent out an email asking for information. We still haven't gotten any.
We didn't get any response except those three already active TLDs, but I think it was sent last week, so we have still some time, so we can wait a little bit. If you will not get, I believe I can resend it next week, maybe just a reminder for those that forgot to answer, and maybe after that we can just try at least to guess from the screenshot you did what is the reason behind wildcarding, because if I see a page full of commercial advertisements, I think it's quite clear the reason why they are doing that. But so at least we can try to guess, and then we will finish, I think, the first phase of collecting the.
But I'm thinking the initial questionnaire was just to ask them to state their position on redirecting. And so I was thinking maybe we could make it a little easier for them. How long have you been doing this? Why are you doing this? Do you intend to do this? I mean...
You mean send more structured questionnaire?
Yes. In the form of a more structured questionnaire.
Maybe we can try it, but... Yeah, I having a problem doing that, but I'm a little bit in doubt whether really they will be able to answer. Those organizations seems to be quite passive to me. But
I would like some input from our members. Bart, what do you think? Yeah.
Maybe in some of these cases, because you talk about a limited number, if the request is not working, maybe try to approach them directly. Is one of, say, one of them, probably I know, and I could ask them, say, that's the one from Tukalau, because it's run from Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if one or two other members, say, or maybe in a pair, try to approach them directly. So you're talking about maybe seven people you need to approach.
It's seven because one company is running two.
Right. So, but that goes back. That probably that works better than just the than just sending out a survey or or sending out an email.
Okay, that's.
And if they don't want to respond, then they don't want to respond.
Well, then I guess we would ask. We would need to ask our study group members if they would be willing to approach some of these SCCs. Is there anybody in this group that has access to? I mean, that knows who is running this?
Or just put it up as an action item for the, say, between now and Brussels, say, say, because then you approach all the others on the working group as well. Maybe they have direct contacts, so you don't need to do it right at once, but it is an action item to be closed, say, by the end of March, something like that, and that can come in the minutes from this meeting.
So we need to ask our study group members if there are some of some if there's a registry that that they are able to approach individually. And so, Bart. Bart, you can. You'll be able to ask .tk, right?
I hope, yeah. I'm not a member, but I'll try to approach
you. You're not a member. That's right.
No, but I think the first step is that you just say as an action point, approach individually to be concluded by the end of March or something, and then you come up with a list of who is approaching who. And that can be done over email, say, next week. And what I could ask as well, if there is, if there anybody within the regional liaisons who know some of these people as well, so the. To establish the contact. I'll do that.
Thank you, Bart. The other thing is, yes, we would ask them, but as you can see in the images, there are certain there are certain things that we can infer from the pages that we get. So what I think we could also do is actually do a not a detailed study, but a brief summary of what we have found.
And that would work probably very well with the more detailed information the working group gets from the presentations.
Yes.
Tomorrow and
yes.
from the one in Seoul.
Yes. I mean, as for .kr, I think the members of the group know why .kr is doing so and has plans not to engage in such practices if we can get the issue of IE6 resolved. And then timeline. So we need to try to come up with some kind of a summary report by Brussels. So maybe after we are able to approach these CCs, after we get initial responses from them, maybe we can have a teleconference, one or two teleconferences, before Brussels so that we can try to agree on a summary of the findings? So since the Brussels meeting is in June and this is March, we would try to gather information by the end of March and then try to come up with some kind of a summary by mid-April, and then we can have a teleconference after that.
And you know, this is just for clarification, that is, say, a summary of, say, the reasons and the background why some CCTLDs use the wildcards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the end product. The end.
The question was whether I should send a reminder to those people maybe at the end of the week or something like that anyway, before we will approach them directly. Maybe that will make the list a little bit shorter. So, okay.
And maybe including that reminder that you want... they may be approached.
Okay, I understand.
Right. That's a very good point. Yes. That they may be approached individually. Right. So I guess it's just a matter of finding people who know these registries. On an individual basis, yes.
That's something to sort out between you now and the end of March.
Okay. And then, sometime after April, we summarize, and then we will just report. And this would include our independent findings as well.
Just one question, but that's something for the working group to decide. Do you think the, say, the summary of the annexed domains and the other documents, are they satisfactory in the sense of do they, how should I phrase it, address some of the points, say, of some of the CCTLDs as well? So why some CCTLDs use it and why they don't think it's an issue?
Okay. Well, something related, a point related to that was that I was thinking about was going back to the harms caused, the list of the harms caused that was identified by the ESAC. I was thinking, do we want to try to map the CCs in terms of these harms, potential harms. Do we want to try to do that? That's something that I was thinking of.
I think that's a good idea. I think that would be very interesting. It would add value to our report.
But this would have to be a collaborative effort, because I mean it could be very subjective to some point. So I think we would need to. I guess this is something that we could discuss during the teleconference. Try to map.
put it in the list of action items.
Yes, exactly.
With a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's something to be discussed by the working group, so you have it on the agenda.
Yes.
And to make it clear, Yongam, that the annex domain document that you just showed
mm-hmm.
is a summary made by Eichenstadt.
Okay. Oh, that's... Okay.
The document from 26th of November is a summary from Eichenstadt, and it's part of the new GTLD
okay.
discussion.
Okay.
But
okay.
it has some reflections on
right.
on CCTLDs as
right.
well.
But the ESAC reasons are the October presentations. Right, exactly. But they don't differ that much. Right, yes.
I think it should be a statement of the working group that they don't differ, and therefore
mm-hmm.
it's a good report and can be used for that
uh-huh.
matter, if that's the view of the working group.
Well, then I guess we first have to determine if we are going to map the CCs according to the harms, are we going to use the ESAC list or are we going to use the staff list? That's something that we would need to discuss. And this is something that I don't think can happen through email. I think this is something that might require us to have more than one teleconferences. Okay. What do you think, Andres?
I just agree.
Thank you. Okay, so I think what I will then do is tomorrow I will present this to during our session. I will. And then I will post this to our list. This we will post it to the list. And we will try to solicit people to that are able to approach these CCs.
If you look at the charter or the charter and what was said, the list of
the scope.
Yeah, it is there. Say one of the activities should be a final report of this working group.
Yes. Yes.
So that includes these different elements. And another thing that is included in there is whether or not the working group wants to make recommendations how to move forward to after the study is completed.
I don't think that is in the scope of this study group, because this is just a summarized thing of the issues. I don't know if we want to make recommendations.
Let me check.
Because the scope doesn't state that we should that we recommend directions. The final is the thing is. To provide a final report of our findings to the CCNSO Council. And I think if we decide to map the CCs according to the actions of the CCs, according to the harms list, I think that would be sufficient basis. Without us having to specifically state what they should do.
It's more, if you look at the purpose of this working group, I just checked it, say the final sentence is, if considered appropriate by the study group, the study group will advise on a course of further action.
Oh, there it is. So it is.
So it's not
it
on,
is there.
This is not on what, this is more advice to the council and to the CCTLD community, what should be the next steps? Whether run a PDP, set up another working group, or enter into dialogue with those who use wildcards or something like this. But that's more a recommendation to the CCTLD community and the CCTLD CCNSO Council. If further steps are worth taking, then something what should be done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is something that we would need to discuss, I think. Yeah. But I mean, for now, I think trying to map the actions of the CCs according to the harms list, I think, would be a very useful exercise. Yeah. Although some CCs would disagree. Yeah. And that's mapping at the point when we are talking about mapping this, I think we should make sure that we include the CCs that aren't engaged in these activities. Yes.
Some of these CCs are a member of the working group as well.
Right, right, exactly. Going back to the list.
I think Joelle is member.
Joelle is the only one. Actually.
Yes, but probably Bill Samich can be approached to provide his view
yes.
as well.
Yes, yes. So, okay.
And .kr as well, which is
right,
mapping
right.
is. So,
.kr.
So you have...
Very well. Actually, .kr has its own internal group. We have a internet address study, forum, and we have our own internal study group on wildcarding or redirecting. And we have discussed issues related with the redirection. So I think this is basically what we need to do. Yes, Eric.
I would like to ask about this wildcard 2.be. Peruvian CCTLD used wildcard for a time and then changed.
Uh-huh.
It would be interesting to know why they changed their policy and used it for 2 months. And other case is .co from Colombia, that the government when make the redelegation. And their request for proposals specifically put a point that said the proposals can use wildcard.
The
maybe
government
it's interesting to know why they decided to don't accept that kind. I can ask.
Yes.
I don't have any problem. One, for in the case of Colombia, I made a rule. In the case of Peru, it's my home, so I can ask. But it would be interesting to know why, in some case, they use and don't use more.
Maybe make it more general, say, approach some CCs who have been using it in the past and stop using them. And what is the background for starting using them and for stopping using them?
But my question is, besides Colombia and Colombia, right, and Peru, do we know of any other instances? That's
Cameroon, I guess.
Cameroon. So this would be a sample of some of the CCs. Yeah. That would be very helpful. Anything else?
There are a lot of actions between now and Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
My experience is if you want to come up with a final report by Brussels, you need to start drafting almost a month in advance.
Yes, that's...
And you need to schedule one or two conference calls during that period and say if you want to publish it a week before the Brussels meeting starts, you're talking already about you need to start drafting the final report by mid-May. And if you do some... And if you do some backtracking is... So it means that the summaries and say the mapping needs to be completed by mid-May as well.
Yes.
So
yes.
Starting mid-April.
Right.
And checking whether the arms document, which one you want to use,
mm-hmm.
should be done before you start the mapping.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's by the discussion early April.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So, and then we have, in parallel you can, then you have a schedule for working, up to the Brussels meeting in which some clear, defined
mm-hmm.
deadlines as well. Maybe include that tomorrow as well as this is the intention of the working group.
I will do that. I will include this in my presentation tomorrow. Yes. Mm-hmm. Anything else? So, Eric, you're going to ask Colombia and Peru for us? Great. And we will try to find someone from Cameroon. Any other suggestions? No? I think this basically covers most of what we need to do.
You got a work plan.
Yes, I got a work plan, finally. The other thing is, you all know that the reason we have a co-chair is because .kr is one of the CCs that are engaged in wildcarding, and so there is a potential conflict of interest, and that's why Andres is here to make sure that I don't stray. So, yes, specifically with regard to the technical stuff, I would need to ask Andres. Okay, I think this basically sums up what we need to do. And I have my work cut out for me tonight.
So, we're done, right?
Maybe the...
There's not much to say. Thank you very much for coming.
Yoshira, you had some... You want to add something?
Yeah.
Do you agree with all the points that have been discussed?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. So thank you very much, and I think the meeting is over. So see you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Great. Thank you.
Are you sure?
Hi.